We're beginning in Igeret Teman. Mini ana Moshe v'Rabbi Maimon Hadayan. I, from me, Moshe, the son of Rabbi Maimon, the judge, b'Rabbi Yosef v'Chacham, the son of Rabbi Yosef, the Chacham, b'Rabbi Yitzchak Harav, the son of Rabbi Yitzchak, the rabbi, b'Rabbi Ovadia Hadayan, who was the son of Rabbi Ovadia, the judge, Zechel Tzadikim Ukdoshim Livracha. When we mention the righteous, it should always be for blessing. Chazeku yadayim rafot uvirkayim koshelot ametzu. The prophet says, strengthen the hands that are weak and strengthen the knees that are buckling. Lichvod gadol v'kadosh mal v'rav Yaakov v'chacham. I write this letter to the great and holy one, the master and teacher, the Chacham Rabbi Yaakov, hanechmad ha'yakar ha'nichbad, who is so pleasant, who is so precious, who is so honorable, ben kvod mal v'rav Netanel zichono livracha, the son of the master, the teacher, Netanel, of blessed memory, ben Alfayumi, the son of Alfayumi, v'chlal kol alofenu achenu kol talmidei ka'kilot asher be'eretz Teman. And in general, I'm sending this letter to all of our great brethren, the students of all the congregations in the land of Yemen, yishmerem tzuram v'yagen ba'adam amen tzela. May their rock protect them, may God who is their rock protect them and watch over them, amen forever. So this is the introduction to the letter. Al shoshei ha'emet ya'idu gizehem ve'al tuv ha'mayanot yasidu novehem. You can find testimony that the roots are true when you see the stalk that grows from it. And you could find testimony that the streams are good when you have the streams that trickle forward. You know that the underground streams they're coming from are good, because the streams that trickle forward give testimony to where they're from. So he's referring to the rabbi he's writing to. He says, "V'omnam ki mishor shemit parach nitzer ne'eman u'mimayan achesed na'al gadol nimshach be'eretz Teman." So out there in Yemen, I know that the roots were true, and so the plant that flourished, meaning this rabbi, came from great rabbis before him, and the stream of kindness gave forth a great stream out there in Yemen. Lashkot b'em kol ganim, and this rabbi, he has so much to give. Notice the Rambam's humility. He's about to write a letter to the community. The community has a rabbi. Why does the Rambam have to write them a letter? So the Rambam begins the letter by saying, you guys have such a great rabbi. He's a descendant from great rabbis, and he's even bigger. They were true, and he is true to his tradition. They were kind, and he is even kinder. He is this big stream of kindness out there in Yemen. Lashkot b'em kol ganim, la'afrech ha'nitzanim. And he is what's making the Judaism in Yemen flourish. V'nehu lo'ito nidbar l'chol ha'yefet tzameh b'midbar. He's there for anyone who needs him in the desert. Uvo matzasif kam v'dayam, and really you have everything you need in him. Kol ovrei derech v'yeh ayam. You know, it's like a great tree in the middle of the desert that whoever's passing gains from that tree. So too, you guys out in Yemen have this great rabbi. Lachen he'aviru kol bisfarad u'bisfarivayim mikzeh ha'shamayim v'kzeh ha'shamayim ho kotzameh l'chul ha'mayim. That's why all over in Spain and throughout the countries, his reputation has gone out. Everyone says, you need water, go to him. Meaning, you need Torah, go to him. And everyone's talking, all the merchants that go around. Whenever you talk about it, you hear what a great leader the people of Yemen found. What great food they have. What a great shepherd they have. They have everything they need. The Rambam, again, is about to give them the letter. But first he begins by saying, you guys have the greatest rabbi. You guys have the greatest teacher. V'chihem ladal notnei lachmo, mis'ad la'ashir makdimei shlomo, halichot sheva kivu lamo, v'yadam l'chol v'rei derech metucha, v'itam tucha l'arvacha, v'imam matzu akol menucha, v'nasu yagon manacha, v'chlo yom mugvim b'tuchat Moshe, holchim b'derech hora ravashek. He says, and the people of Yemen, he's beginning his letter also with complimenting them, they always give to the poor, and they support the wealthy, they treat them with respect, and the people, they always hope, even if they come from the city of Sheva, they cross the desert, they hope to get to the Yemenites. They know over there the Yemenite Jews are welcoming and forthcoming, and they open their homes, and whoever needs to is always welcome in the Yemenite community, and they know that over there They don't have to worry about their worries because they'll be taken in by warm people. Now, on the one hand, it's nice to think that the rabbi was so great and the people were so great. But I have to tell you that as we grow in life, we get different perspectives. And ever since I took a rabbinate position, I get a totally different perspective when I read this introduction of the Rambam. One of the greatest challenges when you're a rabbi of a community is that you want to be fair and you want to expose them to other great people. You bring in guest speakers, you compliment people who deserve to be complimented, and at the end of the day, you still have the responsibility of the flock. And that responsibility can only be realized if they respect who you are, because otherwise you got nothing. They don't need you, and you can't help them. That's the aleph beis of being able to do something. So you always need that balance where if the rabbi of the Yemenite community is sending for the big guns, he's sending to the Rambam and saying, I need a letter here because my people are converting to Islam, and if they're not converting internally in their homes, they're converting externally, and if they're not converting externally, they're contemplating converting externally. What am I supposed to do? So sometimes you got to bring someone else in. And if that person is smart, what he does first is he says, you guys have the greatest rabbi, you're so lucky, he's such a Talmud Chacham and everyone's heard about him. It's part of being able to run a community well. You're not helping the people if you come in and say, sure you needed me, you know, I'm the leader of all of the Jewish people today. Yeah, of course, so I came to tell you what to do. And you'll see this is a recurring theme. That whenever a rabbi sends out for big guns, the big guns begin by saying, you guys are so lucky, you have the best rabbi in the world, whether he is or he isn't. There's that realization that it's in the people's best interest that they have an appreciation for the one who's heading their flock. So that's Aleph. That's just an interesting perspective that I've gained. Now what about the people? We'll pick up here in a minute.